We are on Daf, Chafayim and Aleph, more or less in the middle of the Yomid, Tziburei Peiris v'Tziburei Mois. It says in the Mishnah, Tziburei Peiris v'Tziburei Mois is chayiv to be machis. So the Gemara says, Shamet mino minyan habesimim. Tziburei Peiris is a pile of Peiris. So al kochach, the simen has to be the amount of tziburim that were put down. So shamet mino minyan have a simen, that minyan is a simen. So the Gemara says, no, could be it's no raya. Tini tzibur peiris. Could be, it means, the loshen rabim does not mean that the simen is the amount of tziburim that were munach. No, tziburi is tzibur d'alme, and the simen is the mokim. But since it's derech inuach, so I find that tzibur of peiris, so the one who put it down there is a simen of mokim. So the Gemara says, shamet mino mokim av a simen. So kaponim, it's muchach from the Mishnah that mokim is a simen. So the Gemara says, toni tziburi peiris. So the Gemara means you can't be poshed from the Mishnah anything. I mean, the Loshen Rabim could mean that the minion, the amount of tziburim of peiris that kuf is the simin, or tziburim peiris means tzibur d'alme, and laf dafke, there is more than one tzibur, and the mokim is the simin, so we can't be poshut anything from the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shma mino minyan av a simen. The ilav hochi, if minyan is not a simen, my simenika, so what is the simen? There's a pile of peiris, what is the simen? So the Gemara says, tni tzibo peiris. So it's not muchach that the minyan of the tziburim are the simen. No, the enkan minyan. There's no minyan. Umay simone, what is the simone moke? The given the tziburim, since they're piled up, hinuach habe. So was put there, bekabone. Yoiv simne b'mokim pleine hinachtim. And you can give a simne b'mokim pleine hinachtim. Toni tzibure peiris. So mosa simone minyan. Who the habit matchilei loy hotiv shait loy hotiv shait. So you can't be patient from the Mishnah. The Loshen Tziburei is not meichiyach. It means the minion of the tziburim of the tzibur d'alme and the mokim where they were put down. That is the simen. Let us see Taisvis. Shamet me no minion havi simen. So Taisva says, Avagab the Pshita Leilael. The Gemara before was Meichiach this, that Minyan is a Simen. The Gemara says, and Avchad Kimalamet Beis, with the Mishkal have a Simen, if the weight is a Simen, Mido Minyan Nami have a Simen, so Minyan is also a Simen. So Taisva's answers, that's true, but that's a Baraisa, Boilo Chicha Hoche Mimas Nisen. The Gemara wants to prove it from a Mishnah that Minyan is a Simen, and that what the Gemara says, from our Mishnah we can't prove anything, because it could be Minyan is a Simen, it could be Mokim is a Simen, so we have no proof from the Mishnah. La'el nami diktoni avamotzo shnayim chayiv, tu badi avachreze shal machtim yimuchuyiv to be machiz. And post it there, it goes to Alts Minyan is a simen. Like, come a shmamino minyan of a simen, he found two badim. So, what's he on the side? The baraisi. It's a baraisi. Umay ume mehach the mishkal. So, we put already a raya from a baraisi that minyan is a simen. The dion of our gemara is that we have a raya from a mishnah to this you saw that minyan is a simen. Inami, now Taisu says a second teretz on the second kasha. Taisu is the kasha, it says, Shnei badim of machreise shal machtim, So there we see that minyan is a simen. So Taisa says the motzi lemitche the minyan b'charuza have a simen. Could be minyan alone is not a good simen, but it's mitzur if you have to say that there were two charoisa shel machtim. So we have here, so two weak simonim are equivalent to one good simon. So from there, Bechlal is no raya. Could be that he also has to specify, he says, the Yenna says, I found machtim, I found the needles, so he used to say, yeah, they were machreises of machtim, and there were two of them. So from that paraisa, Bechlal is no raya whatsoever, a minion is a simon. So, frekt maram shif, so what's the raya from our Mishnah then? So could be minyan is not a simin. You say it was, Yenna says I found Peiris, and he says there were shnei tziburim. So could be minyan is not a simin, minyan together with tziburim. Rabbi Kevega asks, maybe minyan and mokim together are a simin. I mean, if there's such a concept that the two weak simonim are equivalent to one good simin, so it could be in our Mishnah, we also have 2 weeks among them. That's the Kasha Lachayim Eskan Taisvis. Shloisha matbeyes ze al gavze. Now, we'll learn the Gemara with Rashi. Musi Rashi has a unique oifen how to learn the Gemara. Oma Rabbi Yitzhak, so it says in the Mishnah, Shloisha matbeyes ze al gavze. You have 3 matbeis, one on top of the other. So Yamachis, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Migdoloi, Vuhu Shasuyim Kimigdoloi. That was 3 matbeis, one on top of the other, is a simen, or Yamachis, that is dafke, if it's asuyim ki migdolim, we will see Rashi learns pshat, migdolim means like a pyramid. That we have, it goes a rochel matbeya, and then something that's not as wide, and then something that's smaller. So Rabbi Yitzchak, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, vuhu sha'asuyim ki migdolim. This is an akimte of Rabbi Yitzchak. If I were to, the Mishnah was very awesome. Shloisha matbeyes ze al gav ze. So learning the Mishnah, I wouldn't have to say necessarily that it's speaking about, it's made like a pyramid in 3 different sizes. I could say they're all the same size, and one is on top of the other. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, Rabbi Yochanan Taka learns like that. But Rabbi Yitzchak says no. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. Shloisha matbeis el gavzem, it means they're made like a pyramid. What does Rashi say? Lekame vusha suyin kimigdolim, lekame meforish sheshloshtam rechovin zemize. Each one is one is wider than the other. Meniach milamato. Out of the 3, 2 are rochav zemizeh. Umeiniach milamata es rochav. On the bottom is the widest coin. Volov es habeinini. Velyain hu akotzer shebekulam. Kimigdol ze, like a migdol, heosui hayesoid rochav. Mekatzer voile, and it narrows. V'chiman chiochi, and if it is lying in such a position, latach nefilu habit. So this did not fall out. Aladerech hinuach. This was put down b'kavona. If you can see the way it is lying, it was put down. Now, it was put down Voyadaitai Lachzer Velitlov was put down temporarily, and he wanted to come back and take it back. Vishochach, and he forgot. Hilkach Neutolamachis. So when I see these three coins, I realize that these did not fall out of someone's pocket. No, these were put down intentionally, and now a kochoch, it was a shikrim. So Neutolamachis. Vizebo Vinoisin Simen. And he'll give us a min. This is the simon he'll give. He'll say it was made like a migdol. So we see the vial from Rashi that according to Rabbi Yitzchok, if it's made like a migdol, the migdol has a dual purpose. Number one, the migdol tells us that it's derech inuach. This could not have fallen out like this. And this alone is a simen. This alone is a simen. The Mefoshim ask Akasha, if I need the Migdol to prove that, I need the Migdol to prove there was Derech Inuach, so Lechere, when someone is Machis, I found Matbeis, so whoever has a little seichel, so he says, I'll tell you, there were osik imigdol, because if you learned the daf chafei in the Neila Metzias, it wasn't osik imigdol, so there's this tach nefila, so he wouldn't be calling God matbeis. So if it's called matbeis, I call choch, it's terech inuach. Derech Inuach, oh, so Migdol is Derech Inuach, so he can figure this out. The Ritva is this kasha, so it's not such a, what kind of a simon is this? One can figure out the simon if he's mach is matbei, so the Oitzim of Hoshia Talmud says that, no, there's other Eifanim also that you can tell that it wasn't Derech Nefila, you see, there were matbeis in Achul, was put away in a hole in the wall, so that also is a simon that it's not derech nefila. So memela, so that what he says, that it was osi kemigdol, is al kochoch, some truth to what he's saying. So it's a simon. So this is Rabbi Yitzchok Migdolo. He says, Rabbi Yitzchok Migdolo said that what it says in the Mishnah, sholosh matbeis, Ze al gav ze. So that is proof that it's derech inuach. It's speaking about they were made like a pyramid. And that's pshat in the Mishnah, ze al gav ze. Now, the Maritz Chaya says that what he was called, Rabbi Yitzchok Migdolo, this Rabbi Yitzchok, it seems, in Shas did not say too many mamorim. But Pshat in the Mishnah in Eilam Metzias, he said, Shloisha Medbeis, Rabbi Yitzchok said, this is Pshat, that it was made like a pyramid. So he was called Rabbi Yitzchok Migdolo. This is the Rabbi Yitzchok that said Pshat in the Mishnah in Eilam Metzias, that Pshat in the Shloish Medbeis, that means they're made like a pyramid. Fine. So this is Rabbi Yitzchok's Chiddush Pshat in the Mishnah, then I assume that it is Derech Inuach and not Derech Nefila. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Namiyochi, we learned a Baraisa to what Rabbi Yitzchok had said. The Baraisa says as follows, Motza Mois Mithuzoris, if a person found money spread out, Re'elu Shaloi, the spread out spells out lost. Fell out of his pocket, so there's no simon. Reilu shaloi, asuyin kim migdolim, chayiv lahachis. But if I see, it's like a migdol, chayiv lahachis. Ve'elu hein asuyin kim migdolim. When is it called asuyin kim migdolim? Shloisha matbein ze al gav ze. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi gimel matbeyos shein doimois zu la zu berochman. That means the Baraisa also holds klar like Rabbi Yitzchok, that Migdol means like it's shaped like a pyramid. Shein doimois zu la zu berochman. Period. So we have now a member of Rabbi Yitzchok pshat in the Mishneh, and we have a baraisa like Rabbi Yitzchok. Now, we brought down a baraisa, so the Gemara asks, Hakufa Kashe, there's a problem in the baraisa. The baraisa said two bavois. It says, Motza Mois Mufuzoris. Mufuzoris means that the money is spread out. There is no chibul between one coin and the other coin. So, there you see clearly that it's derech nefila. So, derech nefila, there's no simin by money. Hom is shalchefi shalchufi. But what if there's some sort of a chibul between the coins? That means one coin is touching another coin. The third coin is touching that also. There's some sort of a chibur, it's a little on the karka. There's a little chibur on the coins. So then, chayiv lahachitz. So the mission, the reisha of the baraisa would seem to be telling us that when do I say that it fell and there's no simin, it's mefuzoris, they're spread out, there's no, they're not touching one another. Ha-mishalchafi shalchufi, chayiv lahachitz, eima seifer. And the Sefer says, when are you chayv lahachis? Asuyin kemigdolim chayv lahachis. If the three coins are like a pyramid, that's a wide coin and something not so wide and something smaller. So from the Sefer would seem, you need a hechoche gemure that it was derech inuach, mishal chavi shalchufi arei elu sholot. So the Gemara says, Tane ko shein asuyin ke migdolim befuzoris korban. No, it's not astir in the baraisa. That means, that what the Tane says, mefuzoris, it means everything that's not a migdol. That means if they were not set up perfectly like a pyramid, that there you see clearly, there's a seder, of a migdol. So mefuzoris korban, so that's called, they're spread out. And there's no simin, so it's derech nefila, and you're allowed to keep it. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishal chavi shalchufi mitzas zu al chavato. It's a little on the chavato, mitzas al gabikarke, but there's some sort of a chibur. Chayiv lachis al meki agav nilav derech nefila, it says dafke mefuzoris. So the Gemara says, no, whatever is not osi kemigdol, that's called mefuzoris. So till now, let us summarize what we had. We had the Mishnah that says, sholish matbeis zel gavze yechayiv. That means, I assume it was put down bekavone, and that alone is a simin. And Rabbi Yitzchok said, zel gavze means that it was made like a pyramid, you see. From the way they're lying, this was not coincidental. This was put down by Kavone. That's a simon. This was put down. The person intended to come back. He didn't come back. One must have forgot that he put it there. So this gufe is derech inuach. This is a simon. And that's when your machers. That was the memra of Rabbi Yitzchok, and we have a baraisa that says the same thing. Something, a chibur, less than migdolos is called, I attribute it, that's coincidental. You can have three, that one is touching the other, but that could be coincidental, derech nefila, not derech inuach. This is Rabbi Yitzchok, and the baraisa. Omar Rabbi Chanine, now we can have a machloikis of Rabbi Chanine, Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rab Chanine, Rab Chanine is going on the Mishneh, Lo Yishonu El Shoshloisha Molochim. Now what it says in the Mishneh, three Matbei Yisrael Gavzeh means from three different governments. Avol Shal Melech Echot, if you have three coins from one king, Ein Echayv Lachis. That's what he said pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara does not appreciate what Rab Chanina is saying. Eichidom. Ida suyin kimigdolim, if it's made like a pyramid. Zafilu shemelech echonami, could be Wall Street coins from the same king, but you see it's Terech Yinuach. Vide'ein asuyin kimigdolim, and if it's not made like a pyramid, afilu shal shloisha melochim nami loy. So what's geit mir on that there are three different kingdoms, three different governments, but I don't have proof that this is Terech Yinuach. We have to first find out if this was put down by Kabone, then there's a Nina Bachose. If it was lost, so then we assume Yizich was Miyayish and you can keep it. Elo Yitma Ochi Yitma. So the Gemara says, no, you have to modify that what Rab Chanina said. Loishonu Elo Shel Melech Echot Ke'en Shloish Malachim. You don't need three Malachim. Melech Echot, but it should be similar to three coins of three governments. Vehechidomim, so what do you mean? One government, but it's similar to three coins from three governments. Dasuyim kimigdolim, that it's made like a pyramid, that normally three governments usually do not have the same size of coins. So Memele, that was what Rabbi Chanina was saying. Revicha tato, it's made like a pyramid, the white coin is on the bottom, mitzia ilave, the middle side, it's not so wide, that's on top of it, vizute ilave mitzia, and the small one is on top of the middle one. The amrina, then we say, talk about that. Then we'll say the Anuchi Anchinu. We say that it was put down b'kavone. Avo shel melech echot, the kulu ki adodininu, but if it is the means shel melech echot, and he means you have three quarters, one on top of the other, taki. Avo gav the manchi adodi, even though the one is stuck on top of the other. So this you can keep. Eima isramuyi isrami ba'adi adodi nofu. Then I could attribute, I could say, maybe it fell, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. This is a very interesting Pnei Yeshua says. I could say, maybe it fell. It could be, but you have three coins, one on top of the other. Maybe it fell. Could be. But maybe someone put it down also. I mean, you have to attribute it to Mikre. Maybe it fell. And since maybe it fell like that, so I'm allowed to take it. I mean, since when are we matter to keep Matthias with a maybe? Maybe it fell. Maybe it occurred like that. It fell like that. So the Bnei Yeshua says, and you say this to Gezach, he says, for a person to put down coins and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even if it's coming back in 3 minutes, 4 minutes, it's a very mutna maise. If you see coins in the Rishus Arabim, I should assume right away it fell out of his pocket. But if you see that it's like a pyramid, it's Akasha, who does it? But you see, it was done like this. You see, a white coin and a narrower coin. Good, there you see claw. But if I can say already, maybe three equal coins, I can attribute, maybe they fell like this out of his pocket. They were, some mele, I say like that, in order to avoid saying that someone put it down in Rosh Hashanah. That is, so are you allowed to keep it? If I can say, if there's a possibility, that means there's two far-fetched possibilities. One, that someone put it down in the Rishus Haram, he plans to come back in 3 minutes, or that it fell down. So you take the less far-fetched, and you say, Mustamad fell down like that, unless it's made like a pyramid, then you see clearly that this was put up. This is Shitas Rab Chanina, which is like Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yochanan is Chaylik. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Shemelech Echod Nami Machis. No. Afilu Melech Echod means one size. You have three coins, one on top of the other. They fell like that. They didn't separate. That alone is also a simon of Hinuach. And you have to Mechuyah to be Machis. So now we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chanina. Fine. Others says Kakashe, the meaning is a Baraisa. The Baraisa said Rashi Fataychus Migdol Asuyin Ke Migdolim. So the Baraisa says that you need like a pyramid. So Rabbi Yochanan did not know of the Baraisa. Fine. Now let's go a little further. My Machis. We'll see a very interesting Gemara. Now, but just let's refresh our memory. When the sugya started, and Rabbi Yitzchok said it's like a pyramid, so Rashi said it's a pyramid, that's a simen that it was put down. Hilkach neutel umachis, v'zebo v'noisin simen, va'oimer migdolim hoyu asuyin. That's the simen. From amygdal, I see two things. So there's a dual purpose amygdal. Number one, I see was put down. And number two, Yenna says, I found matbeis. He comes up, he says, I put down, there were three matbeis like amygdal, and that's the simen. That's what Rashi said in the beginning of the sugya. Now let's learn a little further. We're going to see modlezachen and see Rashi. My machris, so the Gemara said, minyan, that the one who found it says he found three coins. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, my yiriyat loso, so why do you say why three? Afilu treinami, two also. Oma Rabine, so Rabine said, Tiva machis. No. He doesn't say he found three coins. He says, I found coins. Period. This is the whole sugya, and now we're going to see something very interesting. Zot Rashi. Now this was the memra of Rabbi Chanin. Shloshloi Shemalochim Salta died to Shloshloi Tzura Saint Shavas. That doesn't have a different, each one has a different Tzura. Shekol Melech Kaisiv Shmai Vitzuros El Madveya Shloshloi. The Gemara says, I don't understand why, what's this Indian of three Melochim? Ida Suyin Kimigdolim Shain Shavin Baruch Bon Menochim Kimishim Kamaisha Parishis Afilushim Melech Echot. Shetzurish lost in Shavas. I feel it's the same government, same kingdom. Someone says, no, Rab Chanina means Shemelech Echot Ke'en Shloi Shemelech. Claimant. Tulein Shemelech Echot. It can be from one government. Shetzurish lost in Shavas. It's irrelevant. Ve'en Ke'en, but these three coins are similar. Ke'en Shloi Shemelechim. It's like three governments. Shechalukim. Barachbam, v'daimen legimel matbeis. This is similar to gimel matbeis. It seems from Rashi, from one king it's not called gimel matbeis, three kings it's called gimel matbeis, so one king with three different widths is also considered gimel matbeis. Ach, you see, v'echi nami, gan shasurim kim migdolim, chayv lahachis, the kulu, ki adodi ninu, shovin berochbom, but melech echot, abchni means if they're all the same size, abgabri adodin, manchizel, ozevla, mishilchifi, Shalchavi Eime Ischamu Yischame. Could be it happened, Dochi Nofo. Vein Zeh Hinuach, the Simen Ein Loi Behem. Fafilu Mokim. There's no Simen Mokim either. The Lo Yodei Hinofo. The minute I don't have proof that it was put down, so it fell. If it fell, there's no Simen Mokim, there's no Simen Minyan, there's nothing. Now, Rabbi Yechanan is Choylet, and Rabbi Yechanan is Afilu Shamelach Echod Machis Hoyul Umadbeis Ave Zu Al Gabzu. Rabbi Yechanan holds, since one is on top of the other, Yeshkan Simen, Leishrami did not fall Hochi. So Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, again, we are going halachically, the Zichar, a percentage that, it could be that they fell one on top of the other coincidentally, but Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't attribute this to a coincidence, you assume that this was put down. Okay, so that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanin. Now, that's, we have a machlokes, fine. Upachino. Now the Gemara asks, my machiz, now what is the hachose? Minyim. Kach, so the Gemara that have mine held, that your machiz minyim. Kach v'kach matbeis matzosi. The person who finds it, he says, I found three matbeis. And the reason the havamina was that you say three, because if there's another simen, so the machiz should, through his achroze, be ma'oirer the oived, that I found what you lost. That means the more I can be mekarev, the aveide to the oived, David is a simon, so forget I'm a chuyiv to do it, it should ring a bell. Oh, three, I lost three. Anyway, so the gman that have me nailed, that the machiz is machiz, he found three matbeis. Zebo v'nos and simen zu al gab zu mitzosa. One was on top of the other. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so why do you need this magic number of three? Two should also be good. So Gemara says, no, tiva machiz matbeis matzosi hilkach, he says matbeis matzosi. Hilkach trei laf simno, if al matbeis two, the mute matbeis beis. So therefore, he says, Matbeis, and the Simet is three. Now, that's the end of the Gemara. That's why we need three. He says, Matbeis, so Matbeis two is, some is a Matbeis, so it has to be more than two, so that's why you need a minimum of three. That's why, and the Simen is three. Now, we have here a problem, which the Maram Shif asked, and, Leitzim before Shia Thomas is a beautiful Mahalach, and the Shita seems to say the same thing. Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, when we learned Rabbi Yitzchak Migdolo, Rashi said that if there's three like a pyramid, so I see it was put down by Kavone, I see, and then he asked, what's the simon? With the pyramid, Shalom Al Yisrael, everything was Kabbalistic. Now, that was the beginning of the Sugya. The end of the Sugya, the Gemara asked, he says, why do you need three? Yefila two also. Samuel says, he says, Tiva, I found Matbeis. You can't say two. So you have to say more than two. So the simon is minion. The Gemara falls off at the end. The Gemara says the simon is minion. So the Eitzim of Hoshe Talmud says, Amir de Kipshat, that this Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yitzchak held that if you have three the same size, one on top of the other, again, he held, like Rabbi Hanina, Yisramoy Yisramoy. It could be that it was put down, but it could be that coincidentally one fell on top of the other. This was what Rabbi Yitzchak held. So therefore, the only way I can assume it's Yinuach, if it's a pyramid. Pyramid, this is already too far-fetched to say it fell down like this, like a pyramid. A pyramid spells out was put down. Fine. If a pyramid spells out that it was put down, But for a pyramid, you need three. That's the distinction of a pyramid. Fakel, that was the siman of Derech Noach. Three coins, and it's such a seder, the wider one, and then the smaller one, such a seder, that was put down. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloi. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloi had no problems whatsoever in the number three of the Mishnah, the number, Zichini three, because you won't have a pyramid with less than three. That was the whole, so Memela, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Migdaloi, so what is the Seder? The Seder is, he says, I found three coins, and now Yenna says, oh, how was it? He says, it was like a pyramid. So the Simon is the Migdol, and Yenna's Takemach is three. It was no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan was a little bit more liberal. Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't need a bill of a pyramid to prove that it was Derech Noach. Zu al gav zu, so so enough, so so. Yeah, it could be they fell one on top of the other, but this is enough. This is enough. Now, if you say this is enough of a bill, fine. I say that one on top of the other, then you don't need three. Two is also, if you don't, the one fell on top of the other and you don't associate it to a mikre, so two is also zu al gavzu. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was on Rabbi Yochanan. You, Rabbi Yochanan, that you say that two is a simen anoche, so why do you need three in the Mishnah? Let the person say, I found two coins, and you say one was on top of the other. So we see from this that two, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said there's a dual, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, there's a dual purpose in the pyramid. Number one, I see that it was put down, the chinuch, and number two, this is a simen. Rabbi Yochanan realizing, it could be it's a mikra, that he understood it. So Rabbi Yochanan split the hair. He said like this, if you have one on top of the other, and I'm clearing a shaila, did this fall, or was this put down? There's two tzadim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you have to be machma, you have to assume it was put down. So two is also, but, so memela, so two be'etzim I can assume, but it's not a simen. A simen already, since Rabbi Yochanan knew that two could kisramuyi isramuyi, two could also fall together. So in Hilchis Simen, that's not enough of a Simen. So the Simen has to be Minyan. The Simen has to be Minyan. So therefore the Simen has to be Minyan, so he can't say I found three coins, because then he spilled the beans. So he has to say I found coins, and Yenna has to start thinking of a number. So if Yenna says three, oh, that's it's a three, so that's enough of a simen. So that what the Mishnah says, shloisha, the purpose of shloisha is altsminyan according to Rabbi Yochanan. You need zu al gavzu, not like a migdol though, you need zu al gavzu to show that it was put down. Or kaponim to make me think maybe it was put down, to make a chiyuv achoze, so that's the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. Vuhu shasuyin kimigdolim. Now, Taisfis does not learn like Rashi. We just mentioned, according to Rashi, so migdolim alone is a simen. That's it. Finished. Taisfis does not learn like that. There's no ma. He learns as machlekes Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan. Iminyan havesinya simin, so Taisus learns like this, no, iminyan havesimin, bamesha suyim ke migdolim, yodinen de derech inuach have. Fakel, I only use this migdol, this is not a simin. The migdol is a hoi choche that it was put down. And now, so if minyan is a simin, so minyan is a simin. Ubetreiloi sagi, and you hear, you need to read the tiver machis, because his machis, I found matbeis. Avlin mokim have a simen, if mokim is a simen, afilu betrei vasuyin ki migdolin, yadinen de darchinuach have. Now Taisa is a problem, but if you say, Taisa's learned the simen is not migdol, Taisa's learned the migdol is only a choche that is darchinuach. So memele, so, and the, but the simen is minyan. And that's why you need three. And you need the mikdol to show it was the chinua. So Tresa says, that's why, so now I know the whole thing. You need three, alts minyan, plus tibemachis. Ah, but in mokim have a simen. But if you hold mokim is a simen, which we had a shout of more before, I feel a bit treva, so you can make dollar. Yadina de der chinua chu. So memele, so why do you need three takas? So they say it's a problem. Dibetrei afilu asuyin ki megdoli dini darchinuachu daimach darch nefilu disra miyochi. If you'll say that two is not like a migdol, in order to make a migdol you need three, and two is samazagornish, is not a similar darchinuach, in kei lekamon maiporich arav yoichim ayit los afilu betrei sagi. The Gemara asked Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, so what's the Akash? Maybe you need three to show that it's a Migdol. Whatever a Migdol means, it's Zuhal Gabizu. So what's the Akash and Rabbi Yochanan? Yeshloim at the Shapa Mishani Tibumach. So Taisa says, Enochanami. Two is Take, not a Simen that it's Inuach. That's why Lamai say you need three. When the Gemara answered, why do you need three? The Gemara could have said, because two is not a choche that it's tarach inuach, you need three. The Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara said another tarot, since the simen is minion, so two stamasa is not a simen. If the simen is mocking, the minion is not a simen, then I'll tell you different tarot. That's also true, that two is not a choche that it's tarach inuach. Hagufe kashe. Now the Gemara is the kashe on the Baraisa. The Baraisa is tyranny. One place it says mufazores is no good. It seems mamish spread out. But if there's some sort of a chibur, it is good. And later it says dafke osik emigdol. So Taisa says lachere in the Mishnah we also have the same problem. It says sibure mois shloishim adbeis al gavs. And Reish says mois mufazores. It says Shloish Matbeis El Gavzes. We should also ask the Kash. So Taisus Abanasnis and Leipochet Sin Meim the Gimel Matbeis Hayne Perish the Tziburei Moi. So the Maram says Pshat that it could be that there's a Yitel Loshen here says Tziburei Mois, a pile of money. Then it says Shloish Matbeis El Gavzes, which is repetitious. So it could be the Yitel Loshen is telling me that it's only good if it's El Gavze, Lafuki Mishal Chufi, Shal Chufi. So Memele, the Mishnah, I know clearly that you need El Gavze, Shal Chufi, Shal Chufi is no good. The Baraisa, which did not specify which is Dafka, which is Lav Dafka, and that the Gemara is Takasha, which is Dafka, which is Lav Dafka, and the Gemara had to say that coal that's Mishal Chufi, Mishal Chufi, Mephuzari is Korinai.